Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend George Levy back on the show. George has become a great member of our brain trust over the last couple of years. He's one of our blockchain experts. He's an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He's a Udemy course instructor, and he is our good friend, George Levy. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here, Jim. It's wonderful to hear you.
Good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that we've been doing here now, I've been talking about blockchain for about 5 years, and I spent quite a bit of time because in the early days, we knew about blockchain, but we didn't know as much about the applications. So we spent a lot of time talking about how it works and how it's structured and all the different elements. And I think a lot of times people, because they didn't, it wasn't in their life, it wasn't something that was touching them. And it was such a, and blockchain is such a new concept. It's not anything, it's totally different in terms of how it works with the distributed ledger and all that. But now we have applications. We have plenty of ways that the blockchain is being used. And I've said for a long time, George, that people will start gravitating toward blockchain when we can focus on the interface, when we can show them how the applications are more than how it works. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think the key thing is that people have been afraid and turned off because they don't understand the whole concept. But now it's becoming real. And let's just put things in context. Right now, this coronavirus pandemic really has brought up the importance of blockchain. So just to give you one example, the Department of Homeland Security declared that blockchain managers in food and agriculture are essential. They need to work throughout the shutdown or else our supply chains right now could be disrupted. So think of it to the standpoint like blockchain managers, something that didn't exist just a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. now it's essential. Mm-hmm. And the blockchain is fully across our supply chains.
Well, yeah, and you've talked to us about that before. I mean, one of the first things we reported on was the fact that your lettuce is being tracked by blockchain. If there's a contaminated head of lettuce, we know where it came from. We know who picked it. We know the route it took to get to you. So that's an example. What else have we learned? What else are we learning about the application of blockchain? I know you're working with people all over the world.
Absolutely. So just to put things in context, right now, I'm also division head for a group called Blocks EDU. It's an educational entity. And we're working with the India STEM Alliance. So we're working with India. And India even has a full report at the government level with a full strategy for blockchain across the board. And they're very, very actively pushing. They're pushing blockchain across, you know, looking for opportunities to bring India into blockchain. And so we're looking at a global basis to the standpoint, like India, we're talking billions of people that they're trying to push more blockchain across the board.
Let's get into the weeds just a tiny bit to remind people, blockchain, folks, is an open source technology. It's a ledger-based technology. It exists in distributed ledger network around the world, and it's a way mm-hmm. of delivering and creating trust in whatever it is that the blockchain is delivering, whether it be the information about a head of lettuce, or whether it be a contract, or whatever it may be. So when India is talking about getting into this, they're taking advantage of this open source technology to overlay it in their systems, right?
Absolutely. And the key thing about the blockchain is that one of the big problems that we have with pre-blockchain systems is that you have a bunch of, like, data silos. You have a database, I have a database, he has a database, everybody has all these databases, and sometimes they're not the same. When you go on a blockchain, everybody shares one single source of truth. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on the same page.
And yet your stuff is more. Your stuff is secure for you, and my stuff is secure for me. That's the essence of blockchain, isn't it? It's open source, but you can still secure your cargo.
Absolutely. Using cryptography, you're able to protect. You can only look at the data that belongs to you, the other person. But on the other hand, everybody could get access to it. It's just protected behind the barrier of cryptography.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So
just to put to you, I was going to give you one huge example.
Give us your website. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to let you give us that example. Give us your website, please.
So at this moment, a good place to go would be BlocksEDU, BlocksEDU.com, BlocksEDU.com. There's more info on this India, which I'm talking about.
Sounds good. And we'll get him to tell a story after the break. 20 till.
Fantastic.
I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.